Now let's try to be a little more rigorous by modeling the background incidence as a function of age A and a time since exposure T. Modeling the background incidence is important because people younger than 40 are not likely to get CML, so if CML did arise in people in those age groups, they're more likely to be radiation induced. Also, CML excess risk washes out after about 1960, so cases which arrived after that are more likely to be background cases than radiation induced. Because the background incidence of CML in the U.S. population increases exponentially with age, I'll assume the same age response here for the Japanese A-bomb survivors. The second order gamma type function assumed for the waiting time distribution was somewhat arbitrary. I simply wanted a function which started off with the zero slope, rose up, and went back to zero. Given these assumptions, the model for the expected number of cases in the ith data cell, M sub I, is this expression shown here, where D sub I is the dose in sieverts and P sub I is the number of person years in that data cell. Like I said, T is the time since exposure and A is the age of that group. At the bottom here is the log likelihood function for Poisson distributed observed cases O sub I. Next slide.